Our New Testament reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. For it is a credit to you, if being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. This is the word of our Lord. This morning, I have a short video for you all. My favorite part from the video is when the interviewer says, if you have a life, we're kind of asking you to give that life up. It's funny, and it sounds extreme, but it is so true. Moms give up so much for their kids. All of the job requirements that this man delineated were exactly true. It is an all-encompassing job. You are constantly exerting yourself, and there are no breaks. You are supposed to be on and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all of which is pro bono. And culinary skills definitely are appreciated. So thank you to all the moms who are here today who have taken on the world's toughest job for free and who have survived the world's toughest job. Thank you to all the grandmothers, the mother-in-laws, the stepmothers, aunts, sisters, all of the women of this church who have made sacrifices in their life for the sake of another person. Thank you for all the warm love and the motherly care and nurture that has touched the lives of so many other people. As the man from the video clearly depicted, it is not easy to be that person. It is not easy to make those sacrifices, to give up your own desires and your interests for the sake of another person, or to constantly offer motherly care and nurture all the time. It is a tough job to be a mom, and it demands a lot of sacrificing and a lot of suffering. And similarly, as disciples of Christ, we make certain sacrifices and go through suffering, which is what our reading from 1 Peter points to. The author of 1 Peter articulates the suffering that one will encounter in this world. One will encounter suffering from both just and unjust causes. The author clearly contrasts the difference between those instances in which our behaviors may warrant some sort of suffering as a sort of repercussion at certain times, whereas other times we endure innocent suffering. Innocent suffering is not an aberration of the Christian life, but it grows out of the transformation of our lives as we continue to pattern our lives in obedience to God. And as we continue to pattern our lives after Christ, suffering in this particular context is the result of living for God, not against God. Our text focuses on the reality of innocent suffering that will occur as we live in this world as a disciple of Christ. And it urges us to continue to follow in the footsteps of Christ. 1 Peter points to the fact that we are to embrace that suffering and acknowledge that as a disciple of Christ, we are called to act a certain way in this world, and we are called to interact with others in a certain way. We are to look to Christ as the example in which we model our lives after, especially during those times in which we endure the hardship and the suffering, following in his footsteps where there is no deceit in our mouth, where there is no abuse exchanged for abuse, where there are no threats issued during those moments of suffering. But rather, we are to adorn ourselves with Christ's virtues, and we are to mirror Christ's love and faith in this world. I would most certainly say that motherhood entails many opportunities for moms to adorn themselves with Christ's virtues and to exemplify Christ's love and faith to their children and in this world. Now, I cannot speak from firsthand experience as a mother and the many difficulties that moms face, the many hats that they wear and the many roles that they play, and all the suffering and the sacrificing that they go through. But I can speak from firsthand experience as a child who caused many headaches and sacrifices and inflicted years of suffering upon her own mother. I did not always exemplify minister-like behaviors in my younger years. But my mother endured every single headache, years of innocent suffering, and made many, many sacrifices for all of her children. And despite all those hardships and suffering, she still lavished unconditional love upon all of us. And in doing so, her actions exemplified Christ. During those times of innocent suffering, she had a choice about how to respond. She had a choice about how she was going to act and interact with her children, and how she was going to, or what she was going to exemplify in the world. And in those instances, she chose to adorn herself with Christ's virtues, and she chose to mirror Christ's love and faith to her children and in the world. The reality of the world in which we live is that we will face hardship and suffering, both warranted suffering and innocent suffering. What matters the most, though, is how we choose to handle that situation, how we choose to embrace this call, how we handle ourselves in the midst of suffering. What matters is how we exemplify Christ in the most trying of times and model our lives after Christ. Modeling Christ where we follow in his footsteps, in which there is no deceit in our mouths, in which there is no abuse exchanged for abuse, or threats issued during those moments of suffering. What matters the most is that we adorn ourselves with Christ's virtues, and that we mirror Christ's love and faith to others and all throughout this world. It is a tough job to be a mom, to give up your life for someone else's life, to constantly exert yourself and to be on and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, pro bono. But there are billions of moms that do this all throughout the world every single day. And in just the same way, it is a tough job to be a disciple of Christ, to give up your life and to embrace the call of discipleship, in which you will endure a certain amount of suffering and encounter sacrifices. But we all do it. The beauty of our message this morning and of our faith is that we aren't left alone to do these things. The beauty is that there's solidarity between brothers and sisters in the faith. There is a community of people that we can lean on and confide in during those times. And furthermore, we have God with us at all times, walking right alongside of us. The strength and confidence that we need to face these difficult times and embrace the suffering that occurs in our life is the knowledge that God is right there with us, with his rod and his staff, ready and willing to help us through those difficult times. So while it might be a tough job to be a mom, and while it is most certainly a tough job to be a disciple of Christ, we are called to embrace those jobs. We are called to exemplify Christ's virtues and mirror his love and faith throughout it all. But we are not left alone to struggle through these things. We have a community of people that we can depend on, and we have God, the shepherd and the guardian of our souls. that is always providing for us so that we may complete the work of the toughest jobs. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.